Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 734, As Smooth as a Dolphin, recorded live on May 14th, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And I'm DJ Blue PDX. I'm here for commentary, color, and hilarity. Welcome to the show.
There's also a co-host.
Yeah, that thing too.
Yeah.
Titles and whatnot.
What do you call that other guy on the show? Oh, a co-host?
Captain McNohair. Let's go. All right. So.
Just think of all the money you save on haircuts.
Right? I literally use a razor every other day in the shower, and then it's just smooth. It's like the top of Master Chief's helmet. It's great. It's awesome.
Was that a dig at my haircut?
Here's the thing.
What? I didn't say anything about
your haircut.
I mean, the poor man, I mean, the Destin's hair.
We'd like to give a shout out to Melissa right now, who took the time to cut her husband's hair.
Yes.
Apparently.
And he's not bald. So that's a
unlike
plus.
Godzilla T and I, who cut our own hair, Dusty needed a assistance. We're not giving you crap, sir. We're just simply saying, hey, listen, nobody else wants to cut our hair. So now we feel lonely. Thanks for making us feel more lonely. It's just GT and I alone in a gaming studio with a microphone and a mirror and a razor going, well, I guess this is happening today.
Fair enough. Okay. Since we've already derailed the show
with Eric. I'm sorry.
See, Pence has his hair cut by his wife.
What? Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Pence. A couple of years ago, I went to the barbershop, and they charged me $22 to give me a buzz cut.
What?
They literally went, $22, please. I'm like, huh?
Well, yeah, if you're doing a buzz cut, yeah, there's no reason to go to a barber.
And I'm like, $22 for that? Like. So I went on Amazon and looked at how much a razor was. I'm like, that's three haircuts.
Yep.
At $22 a piece. I think I can do my own.
Yep.
Like, you put the safety thing on the shears and the stuff, and you put that thing on like a 14-year-old can do it and not screw it up. Like, it's fairly simple.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Now, if it was $22 to cut my wife's hair, okay, that I can understand. Because, you know, that's an hour and a half.
That's called a hair styling. There is a difference.
That's a distinct difference.
It's just like, nope, screw it, shave it off. Here we go. With the missus, it is about style and in the way it is presented so that it is viewable both in public and professional situations, at home or otherwise. There we go. With me, I'm literally just, how fast can I run through the rain? It's a lie. How fast can I rollerblade through the rain? And that's why I went with this, because it just kind of flies right off. Nobody rollerblades anymore, and I just aged myself, didn't I?
Low maintenance. Damn it. Don't have to worry about it. We call it
being dolphin smooth.
Mm.
That's awkward.
Mr. Howard says he's bald, too. Or he has no hair. So there you go. We got love all around.
Yes.
Yes, all right, we do. Let's see. What we got on the docs today? We've got Halo 2 released on MCC.
When? PC, mm-hmm.
This week.
Tuesday.
That feels like Tuesday. Just 2 days ago.
Or Wednesday, depending on how long it took.
Where you were in the world. Or Aussies and everyone else. Yeah.
Actually, I think it's probably busy downloading it right now. Because this is the first time I've turned on my computer in all week. I have been otherwise occupied with a brand new occupation.
There we go. All right.
Very cool. Mr. Halo R. Grizzly, the smooth as a dolphin.
Yes.
That's going to be the title of this show. Smooth as a dolphin.
Dolphin show. Let's go.
I like the Velcro action. It holds my hat on.
I actually, you know, what's really sad is because somebody said you look like one of the, he looked like one of the Bene Gesserit nuns or a Bene Gesserit witches from the original Dune movie with Kyle MacLachlan, like back from the 80s. You remember the Bene Gesserit? witches or the nuns.
I don't know how they got that, but okay.
Right? Yeah. Because, well, they had this, they had no hair, obviously, and they had that thing. And I say, whatever, I wear my headphones, because I always wear them back like this, I look like the... Yeah, okay, anyways.
I could see that. All right.
Yeah. And I thought, but I don't have the voice. I would like to have that voice, because that voice makes people do awkward things, which is really cool.
But you have the technology.
I have no idea what you mean.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Have you never seen Dune? Like, no. Literally, Sting is in it.
No, I have no idea.
Does Dust even know who Sting is?
I do. Well, I know of Sting.
Okay, Godzilla T and I are taking over the show, and you're suspended for a week. We're just like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Godzilla T and I are taking over. Dusty's now been muted.
Oh.
All right, we have a viewing to do, dude.
This becomes a whole different show if that's the case.
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, Dune is a good movie. It was a great 80s classic, and yeah, it was a dynasty of a film.
And you'll be able to tell that it's an 80s classic.
Oh, yeah. It's very
from the music, 80s.
From the music to the writing to the costuming. However, it was
the one hairstyles.
Oh, God. Exquisitely 80s. But from the special effects and sets, it was one of the most extensively deep films when it came to how quickly and how well they built out the sets for a film in that era. And it was huge. Huge. So yeah, definitely check it out. Dusty, it's incredible.
I've at least heard of Dune. I know of the movie, and I've heard people talk good things about it. I've just never seen it.
It's a good movie.
Have you even read the book?
It's a long movie.
I did not know there was a book.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Easterling is literally rolling over right now going, why? Why are you like this, Dusty?
Someone send me a copy of the book or find the library. I can rent it off of Amazon Kindle.
Nope, I am literally going to buy it for you on Kindle Cloud Reader and then through your Amazon. And I'll literally buy it with your link for Amazon Prime to help support Podtacular, because all you have to do is click the Amazon Prime link and you can support Podtacular through all of your Amazon purchases. And I will do that by personally buying you a copy of the digital copy of the book available now through Kindle Cloud and your local Kindle Reader program. By the way, Dusty, if others want to help support Podtacular, how would they?
They can do that by going to podtacular.com/Amazon before checkout.
There you go. Throw that in there. All right. Now my rant has paid off.
Nice pre-show plug. I appreciate it. Oh, geez. Are you seriously going to send it to me?
Yes. I will buy that for you on Kindle Cloud, dude. It's that good. Yeah. And then you have to watch the movie, which is very different from the book in a lot of differently awkward sort of ways.
Will you read it on stream?
Absolutely. Actually,
for the next 4 weeks. Oh,
yeah, right.
That's well, after Harry Potter and after Halo,
we're almost done with the third one right now.
The third book.
Yeah, we're gonna finish it off on Friday morning, and then
nice.
Yeah, so it's taking about 3 days to read each book ish.
Cool.
Yeah,
I saw you trying to throw down those accents again yesterday.
Oh yeah, I love it. I've got a good Hagrid going on. My Harry and my Ron are good. Obviously, it's. I would say Snape is my biggest embarrassment, but McGonagall and Hermione and Mrs. Weasley are struggles.
Understandably so.
Everyone loves my Hagrid. I'm good with Hagrid. So I'm excited to do all the Spartan voices once I get into really reading the Halo novel.
Oh, that'll be
gonna be a lot of fun, right? It's gonna be a lot of fun. From Oni officers to recreating everything with.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it there. But I think the Fall of Reach will be a lot of fun. Halsey is gonna be. I wanna put out a message to Jen Taylor and see if she'll come by and just read the role of Halsey during the show. I don't know how much I'd have to pay her, but I would love to have her just read the role of Halsey.
That would be really cool.
For the Fall of Reach.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to reach out to her and Steve Downs about trying to get an interview since I didn't have a chance to get it at Outpost.
Yeah.
But they haven't responded to any of my tweets, so I'm like, eh, I tried. Might be able to get Tim Dadabo in an interview, because he actually knows who I am. Like, he walked up to me Chicago Friday morning before, I think you were there, DJ.
Oh, yeah.
While we were setting up for the, or doing the pre-stage for the game show. And he walked up and he's like, Dusty! I'm like, what? You remember me?
He's got a great memory. Like, I was jazzed that he wore my jersey. He wore my Green Outpost Discovery staff jersey, my large one, the one that had the spelling mistake on the back. He wore it, the prototype. He wore that on his bike.
Race?
He was in a bike race / marathon on the weekend after our, no, it was the Sunday of our event.
Yeah.
And so he wore it and it got posted on Twitter. It was incredible. Tim Dadabo raced in my jersey. I was like, ayo! That's awesome. I feel good.
You've made it. You can die happy now.
I can't. Not gonna lie, I totally can.
There you go. There you go.
There we go.
So many great memories. All right. Yep. So let's get into our community update. GP, woo! Let's start with Fraggin' Friday. How'd things go?
It went really well. We had a great turnout. We worked in some big team. Then we moved in some customs and we had a lot of fun. It was a really enjoyable night.
Very cool.
I need to get new customs.
So what were some of your favorite customs that you all played that night? Do you have consistent,
ones that we played? Oh,
do you have consistent customs that the community requests on a regular basis? Like game types or maps?
You know, what I would like to have the community to do is give me suggestions.
Hey, there we go.
We've done that a couple times before, but it's been a while since we've actually gotten any new ones.
Hit me up either on the Podtector Discord, or you can hit me up at Godzilla Todd on Twitter. Give me the free MCC or even Halo 5. I'll take either one of them. Halo 5, if you can give me a link to the map and the game type. And MCC, give me the artist's name. Or gamer tag.
The gamer tag.
And also the name of the map and the game type. And I will put them into the rotation after a short review process. And we'll rotate some new stuff in. So if you have a favorite game, let me know what it is.
And for those of you listening to the podcast, what's the easiest way for them to find an invite to get into the Podtacular Discord?
Well, DJ, I'm glad you asked. We have all of our handy links. Kind of as short vanity links on Podtacular. So if you just do podtacular.com/ whatever you're trying to get to, that pretty much takes you there. So podtacular.com/Discord/Twitter/Instagram/YouTube/Mixer. If we have it, the / whatever it is will take you there. And no pins. We do not have MySpace.
So / Dune movie review. Wait, what?
After I watch it, there might be a / Dune movie review. If awesome. The community wants it, there can be one.
All right, moving on.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, on the Achieving Halo side of things, we were back in Reach for doing some achievements there. We got the... we worked towards getting 1,000 skirmisher kills. We just basically did Gruntpocalypse and Firefight, changed it to where it was all skirmishers and just farmed the heck out of that.
Nice.
I don't think I got the achievement quite yet. I think I jumped from basically starting off with like 230 and going up to over 800 in like 20 minutes.
Good Lord.
Did you go AR and bottomless clip?
No, it was rockets and bottomless clip. You got a ton of Killianaires in the bonus round.
Yeah.
It was really easy to get those Killianaires in the bonus round. And then there was another team that we went for. It was one of the campaign ones. I'm trying to remember which one it was or look it up. Oh, complete legendary campaign mission with 3 or more skulls on. So we basically did Nightfall and just did the speed run there. Which I remember it being a whole lot easier to speedrun that on Legendary when I was doing all the weekly challenges or the daily challenges. And those, they're not sniper elites, but the What's kind of the sniper replacement in Reach?
Like the spec beam? Ops?
The beam rifle?
No, it's not the beam rifle.
The binary
rifle. The focus rifle.
The focus rifle.
Oh, the focus rifle. The one no one uses.
Yeah. The one where if we were not a family-friendly show, I would name what the community calls that weapon.
You mean the rifle?
Yeah, that one.
The rifle? Yeah, totally.
That one. Thank you. Thank you for doing what I cannot.
Hey, you're good. Listen, I'm here for colorful commentary, and sometimes colorful means there we go.
There you go. Yes, as Mr. Halo Art was saying, Kid Skull has a lot of achievements. We do achievements every Sunday night. And right now, we're going through the Master Chief Collection because we just finished Halo Wars 2 not too long ago.
Nice.
Bobby and I are still working on grinding out our general rank. So once we get to basically our last match, we'll stream that one and get the final achievement there. I've got 4 of the FFA matchmaking achievements in Halo 3 to get. I've got one of the Ricochet ones from Halo 4. I've got all of the, well, not all of them, but a fair chunk of the Spartan Assault, Spartan Strike ones to get as well. And that's pretty much what I'm missing. On the MCC side, there's
lots. Lazo.
I'm down to like less than 20.
Well, that's good.
It was 12 before Reach came out. And I still have a lot of the normal Reach ones to get, like finishing Legendary Solo Run and some of the other ones, but that I haven't finished yet. But before then, I was down to 12. Only 12 achievements before Reach came out.
Lord.
And more than half of those were Lazo. So yeah. Thanks, Kid Skull. I will check it out.
There you go.
And hey there, Speedy Snipe. Thanks for coming on over.
Wee la la.
Yeah. We didn't have a Machinima Monday or Streamer Showcase because this weekend was jam-packed for me, and yeah, we just didn't do it. So we'll do them both this coming week. For Tales from the Foxhole, we actually do have one. This actually came from the Fragment Friday game night that we had. Frizzle Chief posted a little clip. I guess it's of him. Frizzle Chief. At some point you were doing Duck Hunt? Yeah.
Yes.
Why do I know that name?
Frizzle Chief?
Yeah.
Yep.
I know that name.
Frizzled had a mishap.
He's been in the community for a while.
Yes, I remember Nick. Nick, yeah, okay, yeah. Nope, I know Nick.
Yeah.
He's from back in the PBL days.
Yes, he is.
All right, go ahead.
Move on. Yes, he is. So he had a mishap happen in Duck Hunt where he was the hunter, and he moved over a part of the window, and in some of the older games, if you're close enough to something, the actual projectile will...
Oh, yeah.
He sniped himself.
Yeah, basically. So he was close enough to the wall, and he went over just far enough because he was strafing. When he pulled the trigger, he was facing the wall, and his head was in the wall, so they basically shot a bullet inside of his head with a sniper rifle.
It happens to the best of us. Like, anytime I'm in Rainbow Six Siege, there we go.
I've done that before.
Great.
Yeah, someone got sniped, and it was himself.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's impressive. That's what we call talent.
See, that's what makes Halo Halo. Those really random moments that you don't see in any other Halo game, or no, not Halo game, any other video game.
And that was one of the two times I actually made it to the end.
From a no scope to a nope scope. That's what we call that. That's a nope. Yep. You didn't scope. Get good.
He did scope, just scoped too much.
Oh my God.
Too much scope was involved.
Kind of achievable is paid out in battle tokens.
That reminds me, I need to go back and record
a couple clips
out of that game. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. If you want to send us a Tales from the Foxhole, feel free to tag us on Twitter or drop it in Discord, tag us on Facebook or social media. We will happily read those stories out here on the show. It could be something exactly like that, where it's a fail or kind of funny moment in Halo. It could be something Halo related outside of the game. As long as it's Halo related, we will talk about it. So feel free to drop us a line. And yes, Speedy, that's what I was going with.
There you go.
Kind of both of us were kind of hinting at that. Yeah. On to our company commendations. We still have 20 out of 31 to go. The closest three that we have are Killing an Opponent that I showed you first. We have exactly 300 of those left to get. The next closest one is Assassinating an Enemy Spartan. We have 294 of those. And then Splattering Enemies, we have 379 left.
Cool.
Yeah.
Castle Wars.
Right? I was going to say, I'm really good at splattering people, just not getting headshots.
Next month, as we'll get to here in a second.
Right?
Super Castle Wars.
About that.
Yep. And then, obviously, at the bottom, at the bottom, we have the same two, Killing Marines and Shoulder Bashes.
Have a moment of silence for all of our Marines that we've killed in the process of trying to gain that achievement.
I hold my hand over my heart, but I don't have it. Anyway. I have my yellow flag. Line. Oh, sorry.
We used to have a voicemail, Laird, but...
Chicken, shut up!
But we don't anymore because people weren't calling into it. And yeah, so that both of those numbers don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. We've got some refresh on Halo 5 calendar for matchmaking.
Yes, we got some updates.
Yeah.
For May 14th, this weekend, Griffball rotates in for Roaming King.
Griffball? We love Griffball!
It's the greatest game since itself.
We also have Warzone Assault going live for the weekend.
You need a Griff Chicken.
Oh, a Griff Chicken?
Right? You've got a yellow chicken, don't you?
What? We do have an orange.
Or an orange chicken?
No?
Anyway.
I have orange chickens in the bag upstairs. And stop.
For the audio download, he's talking DJ, with the chicken. Stop waving
your cluckers around.
Do you know how people talk with their hands? DJ's talking with the chicken.
There we go.
Anyway, for May 22nd, we have Action Shack rotates in for Griffball.
May 21st.
May 28th, Halo 2BR Slayer rotates in for Action Sack, and Warzone Turbo goes live. For our June calendar, we have the summer 2020 arena season begins, so make sure you get your games in before June 4th. Also on June 4th, Free For All rotates in into the ranked playlist for June. Castle Wars rotates in for H2BR Slayer. On June 11th, Triple Team rotates in for Castle Wars, and Warzone Assault comes back. June 18th, Core Play will rotate in for Triple Team, and then on June 25th, we get Forerunner Slayer and Warzone Turbo returns.
Perfect!
It's the and camo Griff chicken has showed up.
No, it's Camo Chicken, not Griff Chicken.
Oh, this camo is Camo chicken.
Yeah.
Active Camo Chicken! There we go. Also,
he's active camouflage, but he's making so much noise.
Well, that doesn't mean that they're quiet chickens. It just means you can't see them. Active camo does not mean actively silent. It's active listener chicken, and that's a different chicken altogether.
Oh, okay. Good to know. I did not know the difference.
But yeah, well, how many people do you know have active listening or chickens? Both of those in combination at once? Like, that's a very non-Karen thing.
I mean, right.
Did I just say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
All right. This moment of editing is brought to you by the joys of Adobe and Audition.
Yes. Yay for post-editing.
Yay!
Oh, geez.
On the Master Chief Collection, this actually happened on the 13th. There was a big team battle update.
Ooh.
On the 20th of this month, they bring out the experimental playlist. On the 27th, there'll be monthly feedback maintenance. And then on June 3rd, Shoddy Snipers returns.
I love Shoddy Snipers, because then I don't have to use a sniper. I can kill people using snipers with a shotgun. Then they yell at me and send me hate mail. Lots of fun. Nothing says great like angry Halo players.
Anyway. Playlist changes. Halo Reach 4v4 Precision Slayer map pool has been updated.
forgot to remove that. That's last week's.
There wasn't that is last week's.
There wasn't an update this week. That's why I forgot to remove it.
Yeah. I was going to reinforce that those were updates that were changed. But that's okay, since you deleted them already.
I can put them back if you want me to. There you go. They're back.
I'm done with it now.
I feel like you each
need to. We're doing it live.
Back to the chicken dance. And we'll be right back after this. Just kidding. What happened? Where are we? Why is it like this?
Also, for Halo Reach, Team Slayer playlist was retired. So those are changes that were made last week.
Hmm.
There you go.
Woohoo! So you're all up to date.
Thank you for getting us up to date, Mr. GT. We have another MCC development and flight update.
Absolutely fun.
Obviously, since last week, we have the launch of Halo 2. This came out before then. This actually came out on the 8th last week, so on Friday. Mm-hmm. So some of this stuff will be maybe out of date or old news. They posted a whole huge list of bugs that are known that they knew were going to be coming out with the launch of Halo 2. I picked some of the kind of higher profile ones to read off here. Users on AMD hardware may encounter missing or flickering textures across campaign, such as the elevator on Oracle. Campaign cutscenes are much louder than gameplay. Some campaign missions have FPS drops on the first launch of the mission, and having multiple audio devices and swapping between classic and remastered graphics and cutscenes, audio can change output devices.
It happen once in a great blue moon. Not gonna lie, experience that, it's neat.
Make sure your speakers are turned down just in case.
Yep.
When using a Ryzen 5,
mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if you've run into this one, DJ.
I'll go ahead and read this if you like.
Sure, go for it.
When using a Ryzen 5 and AMD GPU, large rectangle volumes will appear on the mission known as Oracle. The way to avoid this is don't do anything stupid and just bypass it, or at least breathe deeply while it's happening. Otherwise, you may find yourself stressed to an unnecessary point and finding yourself at reason to have issue with not submitting those reports the first time. Sorry, that wasn't written in there. I just added that for color.
Uh-huh. I'm assuming you've run across this issue.
I have no information on any current or future projects. Halo.
It's not even about future projects.
Yes, that may have occurred at some point in time. Moving on.
I haven't had that problem because I have an AMD processor, but I have an NVIDIA graphics card, so I'm okay.
It happens on the NVIDIAs too.
So of course I won't play, or I'll just skip that mission for now then.
Oh,
anyways,
gunfire sounds are missing from multiple weapons with the Scarab Skull active.
Okay, nice. That's the first thing we're doing when I come back to stream tomorrow when we get on to Halo. We're going to be jumping in with Scarab and see if we can manage to replace those missing gun sounds with the sounds of a chicken. No? Nobody? Can we get a mod for that? Shut up, Godzilla.
Yes. You can get a mod for that.
Just be thankful he's only using the chicken.
Right? And not the rooster.
That's right. love it. With the Scarab guns. Alright, composure. With the Scarab gun skull active, I think they just mean a Scarab skull. A hard lock can happen when firing a plasma rifle after swapping weapons with an elite.
What?
That is
really
specific.
Hmm.
Gravemind on co-op has hitches, and with poor network connections, disconnects can happen.
So those of you who I was playing with in Australia, let's not go through that mission together.
When swapping between classic and remastered graphics, music will change to different parts of the track.
That is true. Absolutely. Jump cut,
what?
Yep, we went from regular audio to something by Celine Dion. So it was unique.
I didn't know Celine Dion had a surprise appearance in Halo.
No, but I've been watching Titanic earlier in the day. Lots of fun for the tears, and also I like to laugh when Jack drowns. So, too soon?
Nah. Nah. Moving on. We'll just throw it into Inception, and we'll go from there.
Here we go! H2 anniversary.
See, I have some culture, DJ. I might not have a lot, but I have some culture.
You haven't seen Dune, but you've seen Titanic. I don't know if that qualifies for what we were looking for. But you know what? I do like the fact that you identified your wall color as crushed eggshell. So, as we were moving on...
I didn't choose that color.
I didn't design the Spartan. It just came that way. That's damaged, right, exactly. And awkward.
I didn't design the... Yeah, anyways, we're moving on. Forge map lighting is not appearing correctly. This is Halo 2 anniversary stuff. Performance lowers during games of three plots.
Yes.
Which was a big issue during the actual flight.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of carried over. Primary weapon audio decreases if you're shooting while picking up a secondary weapon. Which is a very odd one as well.
Yeah, right? Because it would get... It's funny because it gets super quiet. All of a sudden, you're like, wait, did I... Like, what's happening? And then the rest of your game audio comes back on. You're like, wow! What's going on? ARs especially.
And it's like,
Or the SMGs especially, yeah.
Next one we have is, when using newer Intel drivers on onboard graphics, cannot launch.
Okay.
You bought that $40 game, you can't play it.
I hate it when my graphic doesn't launch.
Hey, Datoa, yes, wow. There's a lot of stuff in here. Performance in theater films is capped at 60 frames per second when frame rate is set to unlimited, which kind of makes sense. The games are being recorded at 60 frames per second, so...
Yeah. I flipped my VSync on, so I'm just steady at 144, because that's what I game at, is 144 FPS. And so far at 144 with the RTX 2070, it's been consistent and solid. I haven't had any drops yet, but that's... Yep.
I know there's been a lot of people on Twitter so far that's been talking about the screen tearing and all this stuff with frame rate issue, and people are saying if you've turned on VSync, all those issues go away.
Yes.
So just play with VSync.
Yeah.
Just avoid the hassle. There are no inversion options in the settings menu for dual wielding.
That's because you're playing on inverted. Well, you need to stop and really rethink how you game as a human being. And even if you identify as an alien, like, really? Is that how you want your legacy as a gamer to be remembered? Just saying.
Hey.
Who here plays
leave
inverted?
Leave the inverted players alone just because they're backwards.
Or upside down in some cases.
I was going to say upside down is probably more like it.
Upside down and backwards. Well,
if you have to play while hanging upside down, you may be Batman. And that's a whole different franchise. Just saying. Sinkdaku says my stepdad does.
Or Spider-Man. Oh. There's someone, doesn't someone at the studio plays inverted. Frankie plays inverted, I think?
I play inverted.
GT, we're going to really need to hug this out one of these days. Like, there'll be a lot of barbecuing involved.
1v1 me, bro. 1v1 me.
1v1 me and Griffball. Wall grilling steaks on a smoker. Let's go.
I feel like that would actually be the best. I'm not joking. But yes,
I feel like that would be the greatest gaming day for GT and I ever. Barbecue and video games? Yes, let's have that competition. Let's go.
Well, if PAX happens to happen.
Which doesn't look that way. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Still
that's all I can say.
Canceled it yet. All the tickets haven't been sold yet, but they still haven't canceled it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of one of those things. I don't know if I really want to go now. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, there's certain inherent risks that I might not be willing to take.
Which is understandable.
Which is really sad, because I want to go.
Will say next year is Halo's 20th anniversary, so...
2021 will happen, even if we're all in our own hazmat suit inside of a giant plastic bubble. We're all going to be there. Just deal with it. Going to make a hugging awkward when all of us end up showing up like, hey, this is hazmat, right? No, that's a T-Rex costume. Stop it.
It doesn't count.
Those that's T-Rex what we all need. We need awesome. We need Master Chief hazmat suits,
right? Just giant inflatable Master Chief. Hey,
yeah, there you go.
I'm surprised this someone hasn't tried to make that yet.
I know. I'm already emailing somebody as we speak.
Oh, jeez. Which group is going to receive this email, or is it going to be multiple of the cosplay groups?
Everybody knows. Message to all. Done.
There you go.
Get that. Like a whole
By
letter.
The way, whenever Bonoski gets done with his art piece.
Yeah. I'm
we
excited
need to
about
have
that.
Another
one.
Guest on that show. Like that, I that agree. Show needs to be the reveal of that art piece.
Most definitely.
So, yeah, he's not in the chat right now, but if he listens to this, yeah, we will make sure that you have a guest spot on the show when you're ready to reveal that piece.
That'll be a lot of fun. All right.
And if you want to know which art piece that is, refer to the last show.
Yes.
Don't be skipping around. Oh,
it's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Sound effects do not play for the player holding the oddball when playing hot potato.
Very specific and unique, but not wrong.
Holding the potato. What? I don't hear anything.
Right? It's not going to blow up. It's not going to blow up. It's not going to. Oh, God, it blew up.
I didn't hear the ticking bomb.
Right? Tick, 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 tick. Here we go. Right. It doesn't sound like a chicken yep. now. We're going to mod it. They can't make sounds. We'll make sounds for you. Let us know when you're playing Hot Potato, and I'll just pop into your Discord channel and go, squeaky, squeaky, with the chicken. You heard it here. There we go. Tick, 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 boom. Now, on to Halo 2 regular. I'd like to take on the first one here because I feel like this is an interestingly unique piece of information. Team spawn system does not have parity with original, which means if you thought you'd spawn in one spot, you might spawn someplace different. What that means, I'm not sure. So I'll ask the professionals. Gentlemen, what exactly does it mean that it does not have parity with original?
It just means the waiting algorithm, it doesn't match.
So I'm still going to die when I spawn, just in a different spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, nothing has changed.
You're still going to spawn in the opposing team's back pocket, so.
Yeah. I mean, that happens. That's not uncommon
parody,
for me.
Doesn't it? Isn't that the way it was in original Halo 2?
It's
I don't know. I died in all of them pretty much as quickly. So I was trying to figure out whether this was something that was unique, special, that I could exploit, or whether it's just something that's not going to change how quickly I die in multiplayer.
It's just I like how they describe all the sweaty folks that know just Halo 2 in and out.
Yeah.
Will notice a difference. And that like
most everybody will notice the difference with the next one. Bullet registration is not in parity with the original.
That's absolutely true, because you have no idea how many times I am fairly certain, within reason, that I have actually hit my target, and unfortunately I managed to spray down the wall or a piece of tertiary objectives that are not necessarily next to the person I was intending to aim at, and yet somehow I haven't hit them. So I'm going to blame that instead of my own just crap ability to play a video game. Yeah? That work?
Yeah.
Makes me a better gamer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Of course. Blame
I'm a boss
the
gamer. It's the game that's broken.
Totally. Totally.
You're not winning, so it must be the game's fault, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen. Story of my life. Title of my autobiography.
well, this issue has kind of mutated in a way, too. Where people have probably seen the ongoing investigation from the Halo support site, where a lot of people have been reporting that they're shooting players and those shots register on other players. They somehow betray teammates.
Betrayals.
Easily solvable. I feel like that's
on the other side of the map.
It's a real complaint, if you ask me.
Well, do tell, DJ. What makes you
think
that?
Oh my god, my rocket or my sniper rifle didn't hit the person. Well, be a real Spartan and walk up and smack the crap out of him with a freaking hammer or a sword. Come on! Get it together!
DJ, I freaking hate to bring this to you.
Oh my god, my missile managed to kill half my teammates. Walk up and slap them in the face with a hammer. See how that works out.
DJ, I must regret to inform you that Halo's not all Griff Ball.
Okay, well, you can just right off of that statement. And for those of you who are wondering, there are no actual hammers in H2. That is a before we get all of the fanboys in here going, there's no hammer in H2. We know it's a good joke and a way for me to express my own terror that the only the things that I'm good with is a hammer and a sword. But for those of you who also realize this, please know we understand this, and they are working on it slowly but surely. But the upside is that means if I accidentally betray in multiplayer, I'm blaming it on the game and not my crap ability as a player.
You actually have a legitimate reason this time.
What are you doing, DJ? I couldn't find the hammer.
What's
the problem?
Yes, there are plenty of people getting random boots because they were shooting like rockets or snipers or getting BR headshots, and they were betraying teammates because, you know, bullets just decided to magically teleport.
Appear on the other side of the map.
Yeah, it's a very interesting...
At least their damage did.
You know what the really interesting part about this is? Is like, it seems like it's happening with at least all projectile weapons, mm-hmm. or at least a fair amount of them, because so far I've seen clips that it's happened with BRs, with snipers, and with rockets. So that makes it... And the rockets one is weird because, like, you'll see someone shoot a rocket, you'll have the effect right there, but you won't see the missile.
Yeah.
And like, I saw one clip where the missile actually spawned somewhere else and rained down. But then in the case of the sniper and the BR, you see, like, the shot where it's supposed to register.
Yeah.
And, like, someone would get a normal sniper headshot, but as soon as that headshot would go off, you would see a betrayal on someone else. So it's almost like, I don't know, my closest analysis of this is, like, the game is randomly attributing damage to other players.
Well, and I was going to point out, like, if you take a look at Nick, Uber Nick, who was on our show last week on the last podcast, if you take a look at some of the clips he's posted, and it was in a very positive and proactive manner of, hey, look, I'm hoping we can get this fixed. But he posted some, you know, recognizable clips of events that happen in game in hopes that it can, like, that can provide at least shed some light on the situation that's happening. And 343 is watching. They are paying very close attention to these things and working as quickly as possible to come out with updates and hot fixes in order to get these issues taken care of. So please make sure that you are reporting errors that you are finding through support at, and what's the actual address? I know the email address. I've gotten it. It's
halosupport.com.
There we go. Halosupport.com.
Pretty sure that's it. If not, support.halowaypoint.com.
That's the other one.
Yeah. I think halosupport.com is kind of like just a vanity URL.
Or on Twitter. Or on Twitter at iambadatgaming.org.
Actually, halosupport.com does not actually go there.
Let's not go there.
Support.halowaypoint.com. That's where you want to go.
Support.halowaypoint.com.
There you go. Okay. On to the rest of the kind of major-ish issues. Respawn timer is hidden by the territory capture meter in multiplayer. Gamma values are excessively blown out compared to legacy. Super bouncing does not mirror legacy. Well, you know, all you crazy glitch kids can go do that somewhere else.
Is there a disappointing bouncing as opposed to, or is there just a bouncing? Can you just bounce as opposed to super bounce?
I mean, you can jump.
I haven't seen what the actual difference is. I haven't seen any videos on what the differences are.
Is there disappointing bouncing versus super bouncing? Or maybe, just maybe they're not bouncing.
Maybe they're not. They're only bouncing and not super bouncing.
Right?
Or they're super like, bouncing and not super bouncing.
What defines that level of investment in the moment of bouncing that gives you a super category as opposed to just amateur or sub impressive or less than impressive bouncing?
I don't know where that line is.
Well, there we
go. It's in the sand.
That needs to be defined before we can actually troubleshoot this specific item.
Please submit videos to
DJ at podtacular.com.
There we go. All right.
Perfect. The mailbox hasn't been created yet, but it's coming.
It's coming. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of random crap in there, but it's going to be great.
The other interesting thing about this one, too, is like Bungie patched this out of Halo 2 back on the Xbox 360, and then because of everybody loving super bouncing, 343 went to patch it back in MCC.
Mm-hmm.
So
they didn't completely get it out of Halo 2 on 360.
Not completely, but
there were a few of them that still were. They were just harder to pull off.
Right.
But isn't that kind of what we loved about it on 360?
Yeah, but that has a certain nostalgia to it.
Yes. All right.
I enjoyed Halo 2 more on the original Xbox than I did on the 360.
Yeah, I will definitely agree. Hey, Eric Boo, I agree.
Hey, Eric Boo. Halo 2, it felt different on the 360. I never could really put my finger on it.
Yep.
I know in certain campaign levels, the emulation was screwy and you get some weird shadowy effects. And
yep. Yeah, it still happens.
I feel very fortunate to have played Halo CE and Halo 2 on the original Xbox before I ever played them on the modern consoles.
Same.
Currently, this is ginger ale. Good for the stomach, and yeah, it's actually made with real ginger. I like it.
Nice.
Very nice. Snow VFX does not like match beer. Legacy behavior on snow weather missions and maps.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
yeah. Not game-breaking, but annoying.
Right.
Unless you're actually from, you know, the Saskatchewan or maybe Montana,
yeah.
Then snow effects are pretty much
you want it to feel
generalized
like
across the entire field.
Well, it's about to start snowing in Australia and Africa and South America.
Okay, let's be honest. There's not really a spot where it actually snows aside from one mountain in Australia. Siberia, however, definitely can understand the ridiculousness of, snow VFX.
Yes. And then the last one I decided to put in here was the sun is not rendering on most maps and missions.
Okay, well, is the daughter?
What's the bad side of that?
Yeah. So we're playing it in the dark. Flashlights on, people. Walk around, use your radars. Stop depending on visibility. More importantly, you don't have to worry about sunshading. And you can walk around without having to apply sunscreen underneath your visor to your face hole. Yep.
Oh, boy.
What? You expect this to go differently?
No. This is like, I got two different, like, sarcastic responses. I'm like, great. DJ's rubbing off on GT now.
No, GT is playing off of DJ.
Yep, there we go. It's all on you, buddy.
I do it too.
That's why we put you, in the middle, flighting. Buddy.
Hey, we got Halo 3 flighting. In prep.
Who's excited for that? I am so excited for that.
I'm looking forward to it. Halo 3 is kind of like the game I'm looking forward to most coming to MCC for PC.
Are we allowed to do a little conversation about forecasting here?
Yeah, sure.
The weather?
All right. So we've seen some of the tweets that have been thrown out there. And of course, a couple of screenshots that we saw pushed out. And I'm not going to lie when I say those screenshots certainly looked a little different than I remember H3 being. Does anybody else notice there was a little more detail, they were a little more vibrant. What are the chances?
The color corn has washed out.
Yeah, what are the chances that there has been a little bit of a rework on it?
The coloring is a little different in Halo 2 as well. And I think it's just the fact of the extra graphical power the PCs have.
So do you think that extra graphics processing power is going to equate to what appears to be a feeling of a remaster versus an anniversary edition of H3 or the potential of an anniversary edition of H3 with a brand new packaging involved?
No, because they went ahead and did the 4K texture update, and it's probably...
That's better than the 360 version.
Right. So I would assume it's just maybe some touch-ups on that, or just being able to see the... Like GT said, more power on the PC to render those, and you have a lot more of the different graphic effects in the graphics cards for desktops.
Yeah, I think it has more to do with the 4K updates that they've been playing or using on Halo 3.
So more like a remastered instead of an anniversary edition.
Yeah.
So because I think what I'm hoping to see as a player, because I think one of my favorite things to have goofed around with and to have experienced were the different skulls that were available, including bandana skulls, et cetera, that were in CE that were in CE anniversary and in H2A. And I'm hoping that we get to see that revamp or at least the addition of those style skulls in what may come out in H3. If not, totally understand. Not my company, not my project. But as a player, those make the game that much more hilarious to play. Because we can do goofy things while we're in there. And I think it would be a really interesting caveat to have those available when it releases, if that's ever an option or a possibility, without forcing an anniversary update instead of it just being an add-on into a a remaster that has upgraded, that, you know, obviously upgraded the resolution of the game.
So, you mean having those skulls in multiplayer, or you mean just having them normally in campaign?
For campaign.
Just having, you know, just adding the skulls to campaign.
The skulls are already there.
For H3.
Not for Halo 3.
Not for, no, Halo 3 does not have the anniversary series skulls in them. So, like, for example,
the anniversary ones.
Yeah.
No,
bandana skull and all those things are not in H3 currently. In its present condition. At least on the Xbox One.
Oh, you're talking about the Halo 2 anniversary skulls in Halo 3.
Right. Well, and they're also in CE, so you can do, like, you know, you could, yeah, there are various different things you can do.
Like, gotcha. the Scarab skull, the bandana skull, the grand funeral skull, those.
I thought you were talking about, like, extra skulls in Halo 3. Sorry.
Yeah, what I would like to see is them including some of those extra skulls as elements in H3. I don't know if that's something that's possible without creating an entirely new version of the game, but as a player and a huge fan of Halo 3, I really would love to have those elements in, especially for campaign run-throughs, because I think that would just add that extra element of fun and change the nature of your adventure enough to make it a little bit new in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting.
I would actually love to play Halo 3 campaign with Grunt Funeral on.
Right? I would love that. That and the infinite ammo aspect. You know, change the nature of the explosions. See what kind of different reactions you can get when you're changing the weight of the physical objects and changing the, you know, when you change the explosion radius of things. Yeah, like
the boom and feather skulls.
Oh, God, they're so much fun. They are so much fun.
It's like the skeet shooting ghosts on Metropolis.
Yeah.
When you're going over the bridge.
And I preface all of this and shape this by saying, as somebody who's not a game developer, I don't know what goes into the process of making those elements available for the game. And if that means having to redesign it in such a way that it causes an anniversary edition, obviously that's a lot of freaking work for a developer. That's a lot to ask. But if it's something that can be, and I know this is the dumbest thing to say, if it's a switch that can be flipped, great. Not totally understand. I'll take what I can get. Because mm-hmm. H3 and I want it on PC. That's all.
Well, so, I mean, Halo CEA and Halo 2 have the same kind of base engine that Halo 3 is based off of. And if they're able to add skulls into those, then it's just kind of a matter of, okay, how much extra time did it take for them to add those skulls into those experiences? So I don't think it's a question of, can they do it? I think it's, do they want to put the time into actually including them?
Yep. Because that's a lot of resources diverted from getting Infinite pushed out currently on schedule for the X1X launch, the holidays. And I don't think there's any Halo fan that would really encourage a deviation from us getting the next installment out, you know, in time. But at the same time, those of us who are OG fans, it would be cool if we had it. Just saying.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
It's one of those things right now.
And they're two different teams. Eric Kibu brings up a good point. They are two different teams that are developing these things. And the MCC team has a whole long line of things that they are focused on step by step versus the Infinite team. But if it would require taking more resources out of Infinite in order to accomplish that, then yeah, no. But, you know, it's their company, their rules, their design. I support them, whatever they do.
Yep. I will say, I think one of the things that we have to, unfortunately, I think admit to is that the suits are trying to get MCC completely out before Infinite launches. So
yes, they need to.
I think they really it's best for them to have it out, but I think there were way too many bugs for them to release Halo 2, and they've definitely changed their mantra of it'll be ready when it's ready to they're kind of stretching that limit a little bit, because I don't think Halo Reach and Halo CEA had this amount of known bugs coming when the release
was. No, I think what's happened is they didn't. Halo Reach and Halo CE took way longer than they anticipated they would.
Okay. On the flip side, I'll say this: Reach being the first piece of the puzzle that came out, they had a lot longer to work on Reach and to get it all ready to go. Right. It did have some hiccups that needed to be worked through, and they did a great job addressing those in a very quick and consistent and concise manner. HCE is by comparison a much smaller and more confined game with a very consistent storyline, but everybody knew what was happening. HCE Anniversary had already come out years and years and years ago. So migrating that over and pushing that through, it was just a matter of addressing that. H2A, by comparison to HC, you want to talk about file sizes? We're talking a gigantic game comparatively to one that was much smaller. So you've got the multiplayer component. You've got a much wider arrangement of maps, as well as all of the different aspects of how those maps are created from the engine on. If anything, you're right. Like, maybe they released it too soon. I think the fact that we are in the middle of a massive lockdown and that nobody's allowed back on campus at Microsoft in Redmond is going to feed into that ability for them to be able to manage to get everything cleared through properly. And I don't blame them for that. I simply think that that's an element that, as fans, we need to be aware of and really take into consideration that, look, these developers are doing this from home, not in the office.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're facing a whole new set of challenges with the current conditions.
And I commend them and appreciate every aspect of what they have been able to accomplish thus far, given the limitations that they have been having to deal with in the process of developing all this. So, yes, there have been some hiccups with H2's launch, but at the same time, like, they're doing this from their homes, from their offices, from their laptops in their living rooms. Personally, I'm impressed that it came out at all. So,
yeah. You make very good points there, given the unfortunate situation that we find ourselves
in. Yeah, we need to be patient. When we find a bug, we need to report it with as much detail as we can. And we need to be nice about it.
Yeah.
Leave the death threats out, please.
Oh my God, yes, please. And I understand, like, if you were trying to instruct somebody on how to build a car from scratch, all right? Engines, exhaust systems, drivetrains, electricity, all of your airflow, all of that. If you're trying to build a car from scratch and you don't have the ability to be in the shop yourself to do it, how difficult would it be to instruct one person who's there on their own to do it by themselves? That's the only way I can think of to compare this to what's happening. Like, these people are all working from home, is trying to push this into a centralized system and say, all right, here we go. It's not easy. And unless you're a game developer, you really, I don't think, it's difficult to grasp, I think, what they're going through. And I really want to say that I appreciate the efforts they're making in order to get this out for us to play, because let's be honest, we're all stuck at home and we don't know what else to play. Halo. So thank you to 343. We appreciate them and all of the efforts that them and the MCCR team are making on getting these games out for us. And especially to all their mods and the mods in their Discords and their chats. Thank you for continuing to support the community in the ways that you do.
And for the fact that they're being transparent, because it could be one of those things where they could just say, okay, we see it's an issue and we're taking care of it. But they're giving regular updates. They have a whole support page on the support site dedicated to, okay, at this time, we've been doing this. At this time, we did this. So there's, like, they're being completely open and transparent about it. And we need to really show that we appreciate them, like, admitting that there's problems and saying that they're going to fix them. Because not every developer does that.
Yep, I agree.
With that, we have a couple of Waypoint articles. We have the announcement of the Halo MCC Pro Series. This is going to be for both amateur and pro players. This is going to take place on MCC primarily from now until probably when Infinite comes out, but they have a couple of things here in the announcement. Tashi made the announcement on Twitter and had an accompanying article on Waypoint.
Mm-hmm.
So the format is going to be open tournaments and pro tournaments alternating every week. They will be taking place on Saturdays, and this will start on May 23rd. The top 8 teams from the first open tournament will qualify for the first 16-team pro tournament, where they will be met with the top 8 teams from DreamHack Anaheim, the last event that took place. The top 8 teams from each pro tournament will automatically qualify for the next pro tournament, and the cycle continues from there. The currently featured game will be Halo 2 Anniversary on PC, which is already out.
Yep.
But they will be injecting other MCC titles as they release on PC, and they'll obviously be listening to player feedback for figuring out what people want to play for the Pro Series, if they want to change up games or game modes and that kind of stuff.
So just go ahead and start your campaign. I know there's everybody's listening to this right now or watching this live as it's happening. I agree with you and I hear your frustration. And just go ahead and just retweet that and respond with a hashtag include Griffball. We understand.
Where are we here? Like,
shameless
all,
plug.
All DJ hears is
Griffball. Wait, what? What was that?
AGLA.
Fleshy thing.
True, but
oh.
Amazon swords. Let's go.
Amazon swords.
Amazon swords.
Squirrel.
What? What?
I heard Griffball. What'd you say? Griffball? What'd you say? No, that's snipers. That's, we're doing shoddy snipers. Ah, get off my lawn with that loud music. Come on. We want Amazon swords. Let's go.
You just have to turn the sniper upside down and then it's a hammer, right?
You're not wrong. All right. So they're not going to be including Griffball, but you can still compete for money if you know how to pull the trigger and aim things.
That's right.
There you go.
For the open tournament, it will be single elimination with a $500 prize pool. We got a raid from Hayden over on Twitch. Thanks, buddy.
Nice. Hey, man. Thanks. Woohoo!
Thanks for bringing your group on over here. Got the laugh podcast happening right now. We have first place will be taking home $250. Second place will be taking home $150. And third place, $100 for every open tournament in this series. On the pro tournament, there will be $5,000. This will be round robin groups that will be filtered into a single elimination bracket. First place team will take home $2,000. Second place, $1,000. Third and fourth place teams, $500. And fifth through eighth, $250.
Nice.
Dates will be for the open tournament, May 23rd, June 6th, June 20th, and July 11th.
Don't forget, July 11th, you also get your free anniversary slushie from 7-Eleven. Don't steal their Wi-Fi. Okay.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I was not even thinking about that, but you're right. Oh,
God, come on.
Sorry, I'm slacking over here. We've got the pro tournaments, which will be taking place May 30th, June 13th, June 27th, and July 18th. Tournaments awesome. Will be operated by Faceit, and you can register over at aka.ms/PS registration. They are currently looking at ways to broadcast the tournaments remotely with everyone working from home. So keep tuned to Halo Waypoint and at HCS on Twitter for more of that information.
And Faceit, I probably won't be signing up until they include Griffball.
You just gotta Faceit.
There we go. Sorry. Go on. Moving on.
That was good. HCS Grassroots, the latest addition to that is SWAT Nation. Ooh. So welcome aboard the program.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Along with the Halo 2 anniversary launch on PC, there's a nice, lovely press kit that Snickerdoodle put together.
Yes. GG Sam. Much love to the Snickerdoodle.
There's a have lot you seen of good it yet? Stuff.
Have you looked at
yes.
it?
Yes.
It's impressive. There's so many amazing screenshots. From across the board,
everything.
Yeah, some of our favorite maps, some of your favorite moments in the game, and it's all there. Yeah, I'm really glad they put this together. This gives us a lot of not only gives us give a baseline for content creators. It's also a good thing for just to throw it on Twitter. Hey, even if whether you're partnered or not, if you're going to stream the game, throw something out there with a really good pro level looking shot. All provided there through that accessory kit at aka.ms/H2A press kit.
It's nice.
Look at that storm with that link in chat.
Very nice. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Good shots. Great stuff. Have fun. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. We have the anniversary analysis community update, which provided nothing that we haven't really covered already or are going to cover throughout the rest of the show. But they did have a community update, putting that out there. There is a nice screenshot that they did have in there. I guess that's the one thing that I'll actually mention from this update. If everyone saw kind of the tease image on social media, it's kind of a new art piece that we haven't seen, or I don't really remember seeing before, but it's of a Scarab and Master Chief kind of at the bottom of one of his legs, and they have a high-quality version of that. I don't think I haven't seen this before. Have you seen this picture before?
DJ? No.
DJ?
I'm getting a tattooed right on my lower back. It's going to be my tramp stamp, but I'm going to be calling it something different.
Oh, jeez. The scarab part or something
I'm
else?
I'm going to call it my scarab stamp.
Just make sure
that
it's
one went into the wallpaper folder.
Oh, just kidding. No, I actually love it. It's good stuff. Again, anytime you can pick up amazing artwork from any of these games, especially in this high resolution, it changes the nature of what we've been experiencing so far, like in the past, considering where these games started and the resolutions these games came out in,
right,
what we're available to have now. It's always incredible.
360p.
Yeah, right? Because that used to be the standard.
It used to be, yes.
We're like 1080p. TVs. Nobody has that kind of money. Now we're like 1080p. What?
1080p. Well, it'll be a sword line. 4K.
Right? And everybody's going to be like, new 8K everything. No. No, we don't have time for that kind of madness. 8K. Jeez.
Imagine running. That would be what? Maybe at least. Maybe 16, if not 32 instances of Halo. Like, if you took the original resolution of Halo and put it on a 4K monitor, it'd be what? Like 32 instances?
Ish. Maybe?
Yeah. Somewhere between like 16 or
32. Yeah, I don't think you could find a TV that had that many inputs.
Yeah. Well, also true. You know how many VCRs would you have to link together for that kind of resolution?
And you could do 4-player split screen in Halo CE and Halo 2 on that resolution.
All I'm thinking of is the final scene in the last Matrix where Neo is talking to the architect, right? And he's in that room, that round office room that's just nothing but televisions.
Yep.
All of those televisions are each put on 4-player split screen, right? And everybody's standing there with their giant Duke controller just like, I'm ready! Now screen peeking! Unit check in the corner like, ah! Yeah, that's pretty much where we've got.
No, he'd be yelling at a teammate for not doing something correctly.
Why are you dropping the sniper, DJ? Because I don't know how to use it properly, plus you need ammunition. It's the wrong one! Why are you yelling at me? I'm so terrified.
DJ, that's not a sniper, that's a hammer!
Right? But it feels like a sniper. It's heavy and it's awkward at one end.
Exactly.
And if I slap you with it, you'll fall down nonetheless. Here, watch. I swear to God, I will shoot you when I respawn. I'm sorry.
And it's a one-hit kill.
And that's why Uni doesn't game with me anymore.
Rip.
Rip the dream! Anyways, moving on. Sorry.
Oh, it's raining outside. I didn't think it was supposed to rain. Moving on, we have a social post. We have another Today in Halo.
Yeah.
You want to take that one? GT?
Sure. 8th of May, 2558. The UNSC Infinity arrives at Ven 3 to aid an investigation into recent activated Covenant Biolab. The flagship engages a Kig-Yar pirate fleet while notifying Oni that the activation was due to a disease outbreak.
Ooh, disease. Disease.
Disease.
A disease.
Corona.
Wow. Get your disease with Lime for a discount today. It's your local grocer.
Hayden said Rona too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Rona.
Was not expecting that one.
Oh, come on. That was really good. I was also.
No, it was good. I was totally not expecting it. Oh, jeez. We have an article from Game Informer.
Game Informer.
Game Informer. I did not have a chance to read this, but it is an interview with Sketch, and it is actually kind of going through what Halo 2 was like for launching it back when it first came out on the Xbox.
Oh, cool.
I'll have to read that one.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting kind of comparison take of what was it like to launch Halo 2 now for PC versus what was it like to launch Halo 2 back in the Bungie days.
Interesting.
I briefly skimmed over it. He does kind of go, or the questions kind of go back and forth to what was the development like in kind of the Bungie studio versus what they had to do for MCC coming to PC, so there's a good kind of back and forth there. It's not a super long read. It's actually pretty manageable. Might take you 10 or so minutes to read. I would highly recommend it, even though I haven't read it yet.
Yes.
I'll drop that link here in the chat.
Interesting. Well, I'll tell you what I just did. Oh, wait. No, go ahead. All right. What about the next thing? Can I yak about the next thing?
The what do you mean the next thing?
The walk-ons. We're going to cover that at all or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did skip over that. Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
So yeah, we mentioned this last week, but yeah, let's mention it again because it's still relevant.
I just wanted to throw this out there because having, you know, one of the coolest things I thought that I experienced working at Microsoft was working under Satya Nadella, and he came out with this great opportunity for people to donate to an incredible charity and earn yourself a potential for a walk-on role in the upcoming Halo TV series currently scheduled for filming with Showtime going on right now. And all you have to do is head on over to aka.ms/HaloAllInChallenge. Now, I went ahead and threw in some money there for some entrances and donated to the charity, which is great, in order to get myself the opportunity to try and hopefully get a walk-on role to the television show. Will it happen? Probably not. Does it feel good to do? Yes. You know why? Because on the randomly awkward chance that I get a walk-on role, even if it's just a janitor, at least I can do a stand-in and be, Frank O'Connor's younger self because we have the same haircut. Or I'll be an alien. One or the other. But you too have a chance to jump in there and raise some money for an incredible charity. Your chance to get on the Halo show through the Halo All In Challenge. And all you got to do is follow that link right there that Deathstorm posted and you're good to go. Once again, it's aka.ms/HaloAllInChallenge.
That's going to be a really cool experience.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple of people from the community were able to go see Halo 4 Forward Unto Dawn just being produced.
Oh, God, I know. Yeah.
True Legacy, Green Skull, and who was the third?
It wasn't me, so there we go. That's all that matters.
It wasn't me either.
But, yeah, no, that I would love to. And I feel like, honestly, now that I've thought about it, because we had this question last week about that on the show about what we thought we would be.
Yep.
I feel like what would be more interesting is that if you just had this big open hangar and there's Frank O'Connor and I just dust mopping the whole damn thing.
Dude.
Just across the way. And it's like, only the bald guys can be the janitors.
That would be interesting.
And I'll just have a little rubber chicken sticking out of my corner pocket. It was Jeff. That's what it was. Laird, it was Jeff.
You're doing a spot clean job because you'll be spick and span on the floors and up here.
Yes, it will be excellent because there's chicken in my pocket. Okay, anyways, moving on.
You're going to make sure that the chicken noise would get in there just like at some point. It'll be DJ's version of the Wilhelm scream.
Just walk. All I want is a Spartan to come over and pat me on the butt, and it will. And I'll have a Spartan. I'll have a chicken in my pocket, and he'll just... What's up with that? Nothing, Spartan. Nothing you need to worry about. Apparently my uniform makes better noises than your entire armor piece. And then have him just pull out an SMG and cock it. You want to bet? Or just pull out both of them and go, you think so? All right, point taken. Move along, soldier. Move along.
No, do the Halo 2 line. You're right. On.
Right? That'd actually be really cool.
Hey, even if you get like on the wrong side of a character, it's like that's probably one of the more memorable times of like, oh, you're that guy,
right?
Bet you can't stick
Spartan it. Walk by and pat you on the butt, and it's a chicken squeak. That'd be the greatest thing ever.
and we all would know it can only be you with that too.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be the only person that could pull that off.
Just have Master Chief turn around and look at me and say, "You know how I feel about the chicken."
That's you should just get Steve Downs to do something like
right?
That.
It's
just
an excellent choice.
Just get a cameo. Like, hey Steve, what do you think about Master Chicken?
Oh, God. Now I feel like this is definitely a path we need to go down.
Does one of your chickens have a Master Chief helmet?
No, but I feel like we need to get somebody to make me a rubber chicken with a Master Chief helmet. Because that would be kind of rad.
Yes. Might want to add on to that email. All right. Laird told me Jeff was the third one. I couldn't remember if that was him before he joined 343 or not.
Yeah.
I guess that was right before.
Yeah.
So that's all the official news to go through. Moving on to community highlights, we have only one thing to really touch on. We have an article over from Play Griffball titled "To PC and Beyond."
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are doing another draft league for the PC side of things, and they're changing up a couple of things.
Yeah.
You want to dive into that a little bit more, DJ, or?
So from what I understand, for the intention is with the new design of the elements is to find to even out the talent pool so that there's not as much concentrated talent in any one specific area, evening out the talent of the captains as well as the pool of available players to specific people within the community. And we're looking forward to see a little bit more of a balance between all the teams that were in this recent season going into the next season, and I'm super excited for it. I'm hoping that that the Respawn All-Stars will make another appearance, but if you, of course, find out more, all you got to do is go to playgriffball.com or head over to their Twitter at playgriffball and find out how you can get involved further in their community.
There you go. And then they also mentioned that there is a rush happening this Saturday for people to kind of come in and kind of get a feel for Griffball if you're kind of new to it or just have gotten into Griffball.
Yep. Calling it Recruit Rush. So it's a Recruit Rush. So if you're new, this is the time. If you've ever had a fascination with, hey, this would be cool to kind of get involved with for Halo, try it out. The worst thing that could happen is you're like, not for me. Best thing is you found a new sport live within Halo that doesn't involve guns, but does give you a hammer and a sword and the opportunity to beat the living crap out of everybody you can get in contact with, except for your teammates, because that's rude. So, yeah, let's not do that. Also, hashtag no sword line.
Oh, jeez. That's still not happening, is it?
Oh, it is.
Oh, yep. Man.
Nope. It's that amazing sucks. Because everybody's like, swordline, and I will always respond, sure. And I will show up, swap it out, and beat the living, and I will get a full-on squad kill with one hammer drop, like, ha-ha, get wrecked.
And then run the ball.
And like, what do you mean? What are you doing? I'm playing the game, you idiot. What do you think I'm doing? But it's double XP. I don't care.
Play the objective.
Play the game or get out. But I want to get XP. You're dumb for not getting XP. You're dumb for not figuring out all you got to do is take the ball to the goal. How hard is that? What are you, 5? Let's go.
And they sound 5.
Like, I have zero tolerance for stupid people. I mean, look what happened to my hair. It got smart with me one time. I told it to get out. Swordline, get out. You're just like my hairline. I don't need you.
Syndicate, I think it's bad on both. I think it's bad on both.
Yeah. It. So
600 people?
Syndicate's not kidding. It got bad. Like, we went on a reporting spree at one point because there's just people being ridiculous. Like, it's Griffball. It's a sport. You play the game. You kill people and you score the ball. Oh, it's not like there's any other list of opportunities or objectives. Figure it out.
Right.
Swordline, how about I just sword kill all of you and score the ball anyways? But you're making the game end. Isn't that the point?
Hey, how about this? Go in another double XP playlist and try doing the same thing.
Right? I'm going to go into snipers. I'm going to go into snipers only and I'm going to say swordline.
Snipeline? You get one's like...
Can you imagine getting everybody to stand in one line and seeing how many bodies you can shoot through with a sniper?
I don't think there's a limit.
Defend This House did that.
I feel like that's something I want to do on Reach PC very soon.
There is a limit. There is a limit, isn't there? Right?
I mean, it's an option.
No. It's not. No.
What?
Like, the game has a limit on how many people you can actually snipe through. I think Halo 3, there wasn't a limit. Halo Reach might have a limit. Do you remember GT?
I know that the binary rifle can shoot through as many as you could as are standing in one line.
So can the human sniper. And I know, I remember the Mythbusters on Halo 3, they did that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought
H2 might be different. And Reach is probably separate.
I think Halo 3, they could go through the 15 people.
Yes.
Because that was the max the lobby could hold.
You know what would be cool? You know what would be cool? So anybody who's viewing or listening to the podcast, tell you what, if you can get screenshots and clips and submit them in the Podtacular Discord, we would love to see how many people you can shoot through in each game. I would love to see how many people you can shoot through in each game with a sniper or precision rifle of that nature. Just if for no other reason, so we have content for next week.
We could do it tomorrow during Fraggin' Friday, just if we get the full 16 lobby list.
That would be amazing!
Swordline! Oh.
There should be just a game type that says Swordline, and it's the part that you could kind of glitch into on Snowbound in Halo 3, that one little room beneath the base. Dude, I love playing customs on that. You just like spawn with I think, yeah, you did like Fiesta Slayer on that, and you have like the two little back corners, and if you got lucky with rockets, you just destroy the other team.
Oh, yeah, I feel like we're onto something here. It's a new style for Double XP Weekend when it comes around to you. That's awesome. All right.
I tell you what, tomorrow night, if we get a full lobby, we will go through each game on Master Chief Collection, and we'll even throw in Halo 5.
Right on. And what time does that start, and where can people tune in?
You can find us right here on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. If you would like to join in, message me on Xbox Live at Godzilla space T, and we will get you invited in.
Yeah! Awesome.
What Kids flavor is going to be there with bells on?
Let me snipe.
It's like Snapple.
It's like Snapple. There you go. On the community content side of things, we have a few updates to podcasts. HCS Pro Talk had their 126th episode, Two Halo, Two Furious.
Ooh.
That's a pretty good title.
Too bad.
Pretty good. Podcast Evolved has three new episodes. Mission Evolved. Debrief episode number... There you go.
Evolved.
Mission Debrief episode 97, Halo Fireteam Raven gameplay.
Ooh.
Very good.
I still need to go play that game.
You haven't played it yet?
What? No. Fireteam Raven, bro?
Hey, you want to know the sad thing? I just found out that there's a Dave and Buster's like 2 miles from my house.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. Closed
right now, but hey.
I don't know if Dusty got a chance to, but we played the living daylights out of that game in prep for Outpost Discovery.
Played through the whole thing twice. I think twice. And then I played a couple times at Outpost because they had like a 2-mission limit at Outpost. So I did hop in there and play a couple of times.
So
I tell you what, story. If anybody wants to donate a cabinet to me, I'll set it up right over here on this side of the office.
Just
I'll turn
grand.
The camera around and I'll stream the whole thing.
There you go. So Dragonite and I are at Dragonite, who was the head of the competitive play for the console arena there with Outpost Discovery. He was the first member of my team that I hired. And so Dragonite rolls and I roll up to, I had to go up to Redmond to set up accounts. And we took, there was a period we had to get re-whitelisted, right? So we're on break. We took a break from what we're doing while we're waiting for the whitelisting to happen again. And so we went into the lounge area, right? Into the outside of the lunchroom. And of course they've got the cabinet over there. And so we sat there and thought, wait, there's 4 spots. There's only 2 of us. What happens if we straddle the mid?
Oh my gosh.
And so we straddled the seats, right? We're sitting on the ridge in the center, like, here we go. One hand on each gun. And we're just reload. New life. It was ridiculous. It was the most absurd thing. My arms were so loose by the time we were done. Like, it was the greatest massage my shoulders had ever not necessarily wanted, but received. And it was wild. And then, of course, I want to say it was Sketch. So Brian Gerard comes down. He looks at us like, what are you doing? I said, we're waiting for things to be repopped in the other room. He says, Are you winning? Well, yeah. All right. All I needed to know. And just turns around and walks away.
Nice.
It was great. Nice. It was great. So if you haven't had a chance yet, you can head over to Dave and Buster's and check out, check out Fireteam Raven. It's incredibly fun. But also, you'll feel sorry for everything you've ever done to any Marine in CE.
Yeah, that is true. Although it's not at Dave and Buster's only anymore. It's gone to some other places now.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Hershen bought some for theirs, and yeah.
And then especially in some of the other countries, not in the States, there's like not necessarily Dave and Buster's, so there's some of the other arcade areas that you can find that in too.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you got one, definitely go check it out. We have Build with Blocks, Brickman 117 review, and then episode 210, just titled News of the Mainline Podcast.
All right.
News. Fresh off the press.
Maybe it's just a countdown, like a 3, 2, 1, 0. News!
Could
be. There's no 3.
I haven't listened to it, so I couldn't tell you that you might be right. Could be right. Finish the Fight has episode number 31, The Thursday War. And then Sacred Icon Halo, episode number 30, A Little Souvenir I Hung On To Just In Case.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure what that one is specifically about. I'm actually a couple of episodes behind on their podcast, so.
Maybe there shouldn't be a space there. Maybe the character's name in question is Justin. His last name is Case. No? Okay. Moving on. Also, The Thursday War, good book.
Yeah, the books are good.
We fight that book every week, dude. Podtacular, also known as The Thursday War, where DJ tries to derail everything that's going on subject-wise. Find out more at noon. Eat Snaggy's more.
I just now got what you were saying.
Sorry, I've been playing Bioshock, and so I've got that 1920s feel down, man. Moving on. What happened?
I just completely missed what you were trying to do for 30 seconds. And part of my gunner glasses just... the little nose thing popped off. Anyways, that's it for
just
the podcast.
Just a side note. This is on the Fireteam Raven thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just out of curiosity, I searched. There is currently one on eBay, a single player cabinet on sale for $16,399.
Sounds about right.
I thought those were supposed to sell for $11,000.
No, this is a single. You gotta tell you what. Yeah, right. Single player is the shipping. Wait, hold on. There is no single player.
Yes, there is.
No, there's the dual player and there's a quad player.
They're showing a single player cabinet.
Did somebody manufacture it?
Maybe.
I thought there's only the two player.
This also has free shipping.
I'm gonna just go out on a ledge, only this because
is available three.
I think it might just be the two player cabinet. Might be just
There's a two player version that was made.
There is a two player
specifically, but as far as a single player cabinet, to my knowledge. I know because we asked during
it. Oh, I'm pretty sure this isn't an official cabinet.
I was going to say,
Looking at the photo, the graphics, it looks like they took the two-player cabinet and cut it in half.
Oh, that's so sad. How? So what they did is because a two-player cabinet's got two screens, right?
No, it's one screen.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's one screen.
Was the dually single? All right, so even if they cut it in half and they duplicated
it is. Never mind. The angle of that photos. It didn't. It only shows one chair.
Oh yeah, but it's two chairs. That is a two player. Can you see the two? Scores up at the top.
I can they both just say 30? See the tip of the second gun. Okay, so it is
good.
A two player.
Okay, yeah, $16,000
does include free shipping. So
interesting. All right, so the first person to donate $16,000 to Podtacular will go ahead and get that ordered for Godzilla T immediately. It will not go towards purchasing a down payment on a house. Promise.
Promise.
So retail, they're supposed to be only 11, though.
That won't buy a brand new Chevy truck for anybody.
It will.
Or Ford.
If it's been hit by a dump truck.
Forklift?
Sorry. Once again, derailing the conversation. I apologize. Let's go.
No, we will not be buying the Pontacular forklift. Oh.
Well, that's what you need to carry at home, right?
Halo branded forklifts. Can you imagine?
I don't have to carry it home. It's free delivery.
Yeah, there we go.
All I have to do is get it upstairs.
They need a forklift, right?
Yeah, I don't think a forklift's going to work on the floor.
I was going to say, like, one of my favorite things of doing is getting on the Scarab in H2. It's one of the coolest things as part of that, especially once you get into New Mombasa and you run up and you got to jump down from the bridge onto the Scarab. Sort of like battling your way down inside of there with all those enemies just keep piling out. One of the coolest things ever. And of course, you see this giant monstrosity of a vehicle and being able to get it and get into it and take control of it, especially towards the end, they're amazing. And the way they fit them continuously into the lore is incredible. So I'm kind of excited to see this video.
So interesting that you say it's a vehicle, because Hidden Experience poses a idea that because it's made of the same worms that make up the Hunters, is it a vehicle or is it a unit?
Is it a giant molecular?
Yes. Yes. It is all of the Ligola worms. Like, if you look at the core that you're supposed to blow up, that's Ligola worms. Yeah.
How is it I've never figured that out so far?
You didn't know that?
Well, I mean, I just thought it was an awkward design flow and somebody was feeling artistically challenged and they just wanted to, hey, I like orange and look, there's little lines. I didn't realize it was actually like a giant super hunter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's even cooler. It's
a colony of worms. It's grown beyond a bonded pair.
So it's its own intelligent vehicle, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Which means, really, but you could...
The deal is it's driven.
Right, so what Hidden Experience
until it
to
changes
explain,
its mind that it wants to be controlled.
So what Hidden Experience explains in the video, and again, go watch this video, is that the Scarabs have to have pilots in order to make sure that the Ligola worms don't go off and do random stuff. Or, yeah. They're there.
Okay,
I got a question.
What happens when you park a Scarab?
Thank you. There we go.
He supposes a response to that as well.
Did they lock it down? Like, or do they just chain it to the wall and pray to God it doesn't pull the entire base across the floor? Is it like, hey, hold on, we'll be right back. And they're like, ha, 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 the hell you will. I'm out. You know, because let's be honest, I can imagine they would be kind of playful.
I will just say, go watch the video. He poses a situation where that would happen as well.
So that brings to mind, so what other vehicles are powered by them that are even larger? Can you imagine two giant Scarabs playing with a Death Star as though it were a soccer ball? I feel like that's also an equally adjustable idea.
I think officially
can you
the largest colony
a Scarab
that's actually in something is a Scarab. Yeah. They have larger colonies, but they're generally spread across like asteroid belts.
I want to know if you can befriend a Scarab. Can you imagine that if you could have a conversation with them and
good
you could actually
scarab.
Like end up
good
engaging,
scarab.
Like petting the Scarab? Hi, how are you? What's up, buddy? What do you eat? Gears and creatures? All right, well, hold on. Have you ever heard of the city of Detroit? Let's go. Like, you'd have fun there.
Eric Kibu is saying there are larger colonies. Apparently, the harvesters are powered by Ligola worms.
Really? Oh, this is in a whole new section of lore that I need to get back into. I missed this part in the books.
That's right, Eric Kibu. I forgot about the harvesters.
Yeah.
I was thinking the harvester, but I didn't know if the harvester was Ligola worms or if it was just
it is.
A machine. Okay.
Oh, that's
it's
amazing.
An even larger colony of Ligola worms. And then they have the two different types of harvesters.
They have the harvester one, like, and the harvester. One's spelled with an E.
Yeah,
one's
you have the one that you fought. You have the one that you fought in Halo 5. And okay. Then you have the one that they were using in Halo 4 Spartan Ops.
which is Halo 5 was a Kraken.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry.
That's right. Halo the Spartan Ops. I completely blanked on Spartan Ops.
Yeah. We just read about it in Renegades.
Yep. I need to go back. I need to go back through and play Spartan Ops again. God, that was so much fun.
That was a really good idea. I wish they would have been able to continue that.
Minus like mission based comments, every month. Yeah. It was every month or every week that it was released. I forget.
It was weekly.
Yeah, it was weekly. There was weekly Spartan Ops. And so you had an entire week to beat the daylights out of this on increasing difficulty, and it really helped ingrain the storyline and what was happening in it. Because everybody knows exactly how Halsey lost her arm.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. And it's really funny because when you see her without an arm, a lot of people, I remember people asking me like, well, how did Halsey lose her arm? I'm like, did you not play Spartan Ops? What? Do you even Halo, bro?
That was the first time we saw DLC. Campaign DLC in Halo.
Which was great. So it's a good marketing option. It's a great way to continue the adventure, you know. So and it added little pieces of film to it. And yeah, I liked it. So hopefully we see another resurgence of that in Infinite. I think that'd be cool. It's a good idea.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Kind of going along with that, General He has a video, can Marines destroy a Scarab on their own?
Sorry, I gotta watch this to see if this actually works.
Wait, hold on.
I cannot spoil it if you want me to not spoil it.
I'm pulling this up right now.
I will set it up for folks. So on the Covenant, the two Scarabs that you fight at the end,
he
made it to where, like, he did co-op. So you get in the Hornet, you get two Marines on the side of it. One person is on the Scarab. You kill all the enemies on it. You get rid of all the turrets. And then as the Hornet is by the Scarab, and you down it first, just to make it easier, you go over to the passenger seat to get on it, to get the Marine off. And they basically stack the Marines at the back of the Scarab to see if they would actually shoot the core or not.
Do they? I guess we'll have to watch the video to find out.
I mean, I watched it, so I can tell you, but really, you can watch it if
yes, watch it. I recommend you watch it.
I feel like he's having conversations.
I would not recommend this as a legendary playthrough game strategy.
No, but I would definitely agree with that. Not the direction you need to be going with that. Look at that. They do, the little plucky Marines. Look at them go, those little guys. I am ridiculously and oddly impressed, and also now I see the worms, and that's also making me very uncomfortable. So, oh my god! Then I realized I was killing little worms in the core.
Yep. Like a
bad
all
lunch.
These years.
Good grief!
All these years.
No kidding. All right.
We have Kit Skull and Mr. Halo are just dumping sparks on us right now.
Yo! Thank you for the sparks. Woo! I'm really impressed with the fact that he managed to come up with that as an idea. And it's funny because it goes right into the pathway of what gamers are doing right now during, oh my God.
While they're at home, not being able to do anything else.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, when I've been watching Dragonite roll through some of his Warzone nights, right? And it's interesting to see how many people he can pack on top of different vehicles. And they have found new and inventive ways to manage to stack a truck ton of people and do absurd things with a Warthog, with a tank, you know, with Covenant vehicles, with Forerunner vehicles. It's wild. And look at that. There he goes. And they're shooting the core. It's you kids go. I am so proud of these little Marines right now. Look at these little guys.
Yeah.
Normally they just get slapped the daylights out of. And then look at this. He's just floating around and
learn something new every day.
I am so impressed right now. GG to the NPC Marines for taking down their first Scarab once given the chance and ability to populate on the back end. Thing says fun, like populating on the back end.
And all of those Marines, we kill them Warzone.
And there we go.
The grim reality that is Halo achievements.
You have a future. It's killing a Scarab.
Well, Warzone is just simulation now. It's not real.
Right? I will simulate success and failure all at once. It'll be fun. Start my life. Battle my autobiography.
Yeah. No, you're right, GT. That, yeah. Also from General Heed, what the Lost Warthog run looks like in the anniversary graphics. So he mentioned,
really?
Yeah, so there is a... It's still in the game files. There's a Warthog run that was supposed to be in Halo 2. And about 3 or 4 months ago, he did a video of actually showing off what the Warthog run looked like in Halo 2 on Xbox. And then it looked like 343 kept the map in, and all the textures kind of just got replaced for the ones that they had textures for. And he showed off what the Warthog run looks like in Halo 2 anniversary graphics.
That's wild.
Yeah, if you ever wanted to know just really random tidbits of things within kind of the game mechanics of Halo, General Heed's an interesting person to watch videos from.
That's amazing. I think it would be really fun to do a stream with him and have him talk you through the process of discovering these little glitches and tricks that go into this side of video making for YouTube.
So what you're saying is we need to have him as a guest on the show.
I feel like we would definitely benefit from being able to have a conversation about some of these absurdities. And I don't say absurdities as a slight. I say absurdities as I'm impressed and I'm proud and I am definitely intrigued.
Yeah.
So if it's possible, that would be amazing.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
Sweet. Awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Halo Completionist has started doing Halo 2 Lazo again, doing guides with the PC release. He's done the first three missions so far. On Ultimate Halo, 7 Zeta Halo facts you need to know going into Halo Infinite.
Yes.
Again, with the strong assumption that it is Zeta Halo. We don't know for sure yet, but that's all hints have
It's leaning that way direction. Pretty far.
Let's just say that there is some strong evidence to say that it is Zeta Halo, but
DJ there's still is no about to explode.
Make sure there's silence just in case we need to edit this out. Basically, everything and anything that's not being said by Halo Follower, which is terrifying. And we can edit that out later. And back in 3, 2, 1. We were all thinking it.
Nope, we are all thinking it.
We are now.
Eckhart's Ladder has a follow-up from his video from last week. You're right. Halo doesn't need a Battle Royale mode, but it's worth discussing.
Yeah.
Probably one of his most disliked videos.
Really?
Probably, if not his most disliked video from last week.
Really?
Yeah, the one where he said Halo needs a Battle Royale mode. It has...
Did it not go down well?
No. It was like almost 60%, if not more, down or dislikes on YouTube.
Wow, he should run for Congress.
It's not that bad now.
You mean for president? Or is either that not way. Low enough?
Same tree, different fall down. Wait. All right, yeah. Well, yeah.
So
I would, that's interesting. Normally, he's got a really positive outcome on his videos. And that's unique that it got that kind of a response. I did not think that would ever happen on his channel.
Over 4,000 dislikes and only 1,800 likes. So yeah, more than 2/3 dislikes.
And I'll say this about that. And I've expressed my opinion about it, and I'll say it again. I don't like if they do it in a unique manner, in a way that once again. In only the way that I think Halo can do it, it revolutionizes and reinvents battle royales as a style. Great, have it as an option, as an alternative, but it has to be new. It has to be unique. It has to engage in a way that nothing else is doing right now. So I think there's options there, but it has to be well thought out and designed. But if anybody's going to pull it off, it's going to be Halo. Is it required? Hell no. We've never required allegiance to any type of current modern, you know, trend in gaming in order to be relevant ever. I mean, right. For God's sake, how many years deep are we in Griffball? How relevant is that? Never has, never will, and it's not going away. So it's Halo. It's unique in that way that our community follows the trends, but also doesn't require allegiance to any specific said, you know, nomenclature of that. Have fun. But I'm sorry about that one video. I'm glad the new one is doing better.
Yes, Noah's doing a lot better.
Also, there's a lot of things with Star Wars, apparently, too. So that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his main two topics that he's discussed is Star Wars and Halo.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm getting if we ever have them as a guest on the show, I'll have to ask him about Battlestar Galactica and Star Trek.
He has been on the show before.
Well, not with me here.
Well, no. We will likely have him back on the show if we ever do a... Like, we've been talking about this for a long time now, of doing actual, like, roundtable for... If we wanted a Battle Royale, what would we think would make a Battle Royale for Halo? So we're still kind of toying around with doing a roundtable discussion of that and having a whole bunch of people...
What you have to do is you have to get Captain Kirk back to the Battlestar Galactica before it takes out the Death Star.
Or you just blow it up with a Stargate.
That is the final chapter, and that's the bonus. You get the other three done, you get to try in that one. I think that right there, that's called canon. Why? Because you stuff it all inside something and it explodes.
I still haven't sent you that video yet. I need to do that.
Grunt Battle Royal. Imagine if all we played were as grunts, Eric-y. Oh!
That'd be interesting.
Oh my god! And that's the Battle Royale! It's you as grunts playing against an entire AI group of Spartans coming at you towards the center, and you've got nothing but plasma pistols and plasma grenades, and that's it. And you can bring down elites once you power up your squad! Oh my god! That I would play as an engineer.
That's gonna be a nope from me, dog. Grunts are—they're not that good unless they're in the goblin. Unless they're all in goblins, they don't stand a chance.
You can power up but that's the thing. You're gonna die. That's the thing about Battle Royale. Who lasts till the end? Everybody dies eventually. So of course it's Grunt Nation gone right. Oh my god. That's incredible.
It's more like firefight, yeah.
That'd be great.
That's nuts. That would be interesting, though, just play all grunts. Make it a mod.
Like, I'm just saying, it equalizes the playing field. But now, instead of being the Spartans, you're being, you know, cannon fodder. I will personally voice every single grunt line if necessary.
Yep. DJ's your man.
Oh my god.
For sure.
Oh my god! They're coming!
All right. Anyways,
that's about what they sound like.
Yeah.
We have Podcast Evolved has a little short, kind of part of their whole build the block stuff that they're doing and all the mega construct stuff. Master Chief Scouting Mission. So putting that one in there as well. We have a couple art pieces to highlight. First one is from Benoski or Archangel or Arc, as he asked us to call him last week. He has another little piece that he has retouched up and redone, posted over on Twitter. Has his Spartan and a couple other Halo recruit style armor or Mjolnir recruit style armor. So go ahead and check that out on his Twitter. Tom Jurassic has another Mega Constructs piece. This has Master Chief with dual SMGs and then a Johnson and an Arbiter in the back. And then we've got Mr. Halo Arts Mother's Day Forge art from this past weekend.
Nice!
And then Vingatsu has Reclaimed the Ring. It's another SFN from him. And it is kind of Halo Infinite inspired. You've got Master Chief there with the base camp, got some Marines and the Halo ring in the background, and there's a little narrative that he has over on his Twitter that kind of explains why he made it and some of the things on how he made it as well. So there are your shoutouts for the week. We've got Benoski with an updated SFM that he did, Tom Jurassic with some more Mega Constructs scenes that he did, Mr. Halo Arts Forge Art, and Vingatsu with his render. And for those who don't know, he used to write for Podtacular.
And there we go.
His own thing. Yeah. Over on the community musing side of things, we've got our Halopedia Trivia Tuesday and Lore Thursday. Do you want to take those?
Sure. For Trivia Tuesday, did you know in late 2010, 343 Industries alongside animation studio, Powerhouse Animation, worked on a series named Apartment 117. The show was swiftly removed by 343 Industries after one episode released on October 10th, 2010, for an undisclosed reason.
It was the bathroom scene. They were really awkward about the shower. What? There was no steam. There was a lot of things that were exposed. And, you know, part of the mystery is Master Chief in his armor. And then, you know, Sexy Chief outside the armor and awkward. There you go.
Okay.
Apartment 117. What happens in the apartment? Master Chief doesn't understand how to cook. He burns things, punches through the television. Cortana, of course, needed an internet connection and Wi-Fi went down. And then he went to the shower. There's some personal moments in there that I don't really feel like feeds into the mystery of Master Chief. Although I could be completely wrong and have absolutely zero base. I'm just guessing and spitballing here.
I'm guessing you haven't seen it then?
What? No. Why? Should I? Is there a thing? Can I actually watch it now?
There was an actual thing called Apartment 117. There's probably bootlegs of it somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
God, I'm looking at just the graphics piece. Okay.
Yeah, there was a good reason why they promptly rebooted it.
I can only imagine.
You don't have to imagine very hard.
Nope. I feel like wasn't necessary to describe my. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah. Let's
for Laura Thursday.
Moving on.
Moving on.
CAA first Revere
was a Phoenix class colony vessel launched in 2362 to colonize the New World under the banner of the Colony Administration Authority. Thank you, Halopedia, for the wonderful information for this week.
This comes from Halo Outpost.
Yes, actually. I wasn't going to say anything, but yes, you're not wrong there. Yes.
Gotta throw the plug in whenever I can.
Yep. The Colonial Administration Authority was definitely more part of something you find out about in the books than you do in the actual games themselves. But for those of you who have been following and reading the books, definitely continue reading. You'll find out more about all the different elements that go into the military units and different sections of the civilian military agents that were involved in the outer colonies and colonialization out beyond the Sol system.
I would like to see a book kind of in that era of Halo, or like the Halo universe that's kind of in between, like when humanity really started exploring the stars and like the FTL stuff, and before kind of a lot of the heavy insurrections started happening.
Yep.
That'd be a cool timeline to explore.
I would also like to find that timeline where somewhere deep inside of a San Shyum, worship center, that they end up discovering an actual Stargate that allows Master Chief to fall back in time along with Optimus Prime in order to ride the very first Transformers. The Dinobots, obviously, into the Cylon homeworld and destroy everything involving My Little Ponies forever.
As long as the Borg don't get there first.
You know what? The Borg. Giant cube-like structure looks like a dice that fell over in space. Come on! Can you Rubik's Cube your way out of this one? Look, cutest of Borg. Spin that square. Let's see it. No.
If you get 27 of them together, is it a Rubik's Borg? 27 cubes.
I believe it's a Rubai Borgo.
Okay. Rubai Borgo.
Rubai Borgo. Maybe the Baba Dubuti. It's almost Italian.
All right, Picard, make it happen.
Here we go. Make it so.
We have the return of Halo Hump Day from Podcast Evolved. In May 2553, the Banished, led by Atriox, commandeered the assault carrier Enduring Conviction. The crew swore allegiance to Atriox, giving the ex-Covenant faction a powerful warship to assert their dominance.
I'll be honest, like, when it comes to anything regarding the Brutes, anything regarding the Girolani, I always thought that you couldn't reach a point more terrifying than Tartarus until Atriox came along. And wow. Wow. Yeah. You want to talk about brutal and unforgiving and relentless? Good God. At least Tartarus was a follower. You know? Atriox just walked in and clean house. Mm-hmm. It was terrifying. Always terrifying, but beautiful the way the stories were told. I remember the cutscene in Halo Wars 2, and they're like, I still get chills thinking about it when you're inside there and you look up on the ridge and you just see everything in red coming at you and think, oh my God, crap. Holy Yeah. Bad. I love using the beeper button.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. The story told in Halo Wars 2 was just, it's really indescribable. I mean, it makes you feel so many different emotions, especially on that first playthrough.
Yeah.
You're like, holy, how am I supposed to deal with that? I got a warthog.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone likes the stories in all the first-person shooter games, but I think there's almost an unanimous love for the stories presented by Halo Wars and Halo Wars 2.
Well, and Kid Skull brings up something. Seeing Douglas in pain was jaw-dropping. And, you know, it's funny because recently I was looking through my Facebook memories and things like that, and I had seen, because it was a couple years ago that, what was it? Captain America Civil War happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was devastated because you will grow up, you know, and we all knew it was coming if you've read the comic books. For those who didn't, it was a surprise. But you see these forces of good being pitted against one another, and understanding the emotional direction and why you are motivated to be so angry, so hurt, and the need for, I guess, not necessarily revenge, but for justice to be seen. And you see the situations happening with these two epic stanchions of good pitted against one another. And these are not forces you ever necessarily see in pain, or you never necessarily see go down. Halo Wars 2 is that moment where you see the absolute terror of the full range of rage expressed by the Girolani and what they are capable of, and it being exerted upon a Spartan who, to this point, we've all seen as being the precipice and the final bastion of our defensive line against the Covenant. Watching that happen was awful. You felt his pain, and you felt the realization from the rest of the team going, we are not indestructible, and no matter what we are capable of, we are tiny compared to these creatures, and we've got to figure out how to get an upper hand. And it was that moment of, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's probably one of the, if not the biggest,
but one
of those moments.
It's a tribute to 343 storytelling abilities in the sense of how well they are able to drag you into that storyline emotionally through imagery and through the cutscenes and into a top-down, you know, an RTS that is still telling the story of these Spartans and these members of the UNSC fighting to try and maintain or at least salvage what remains of humanity. So I know that's a long-winded way of saying, hey, it was cool and kick-ass. Great. But
well, in the Halo universe, we very rarely get an opportunity to see a Spartan get their butt kicked.
Right? Yeah, it doesn't happen often. And it feeds into that, hey, guess what? We're not completely without injury.
Yeah.
And it's why you never hear of a Spartan being dead. You hear them missing in action.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you see Spartans get beat.
Yeah.
But you don't get... The only time I can think of where you see a Spartan just get the absolute snot beat out of him is that scene in Halo Wars 2.
Yeah. Everything else is pretty cut and dry. Like within reach, it was pretty cut and dry. Like you were there, you weren't. And that was, we lost members of the team consistently all the way through. But no, he got knocked down, drag out the crap beat out of him, and he picks him up by the face and throw. Oh, you're like, what? Yeah.
Well, and the other thing too is that you see that fear and dread in the Spartans' expression, like mm-hmm. you mentioned with Reach. Yeah, they died, but there wasn't like the like, oh crap, I'm in this situation. I know I'm going to die. It's kind yeah. of like a like Reach. It was an honorable death. Like I'm dying for a purpose. Yeah. Or there was the whole right. cat thing.
I walked into this knowing, you yeah, know what I mean. Well, not looking out, but I'm going to take as many of you with me as possible.
Yeah. Right. Whereas in Halo Wars 2, it's like, okay, I fought a brute before, or I fought Covenant before, I know how to do this, and you just go up against this, you go up against Aatrox, it's like, nope, forget everything I just knew about brutes, this is not happening, nope.
Yeah, no, I feel like this brute's on performance-enhancing drugs, can we get a test before we continue this cutscene?
Because like Spartans aren't.
Right, right, because no, we're naturally fueled like this. Nope, said no one ever.
Mm-mm.
Oh my lord. All right, anyway, so sorry, but yeah, good stuff.
Another fun little tidbit of news, which I will take advantage of probably hopefully soon. Tim Dodabo has joined Cameo, the voice of Guilty Spark.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool. I love it. He's already done a couple. Green Skull's already asked him to do a thing about pineapple on pizza.
Oh, for the love of God. All right.
So you can go find that on Green Skull's YouTube.
All right. Then I'm going to go ahead and buy one now, asking why it is my head is smoother than that of 343 Guilty Sparks.
That would actually be an interesting one. I would be interested to see how he responds to that one.
Right. That would be fun.
I'm trying to think of him, of what it could have him do for something like Potacular or something else. I'm still trying to figure out what to do with that.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. We have a few events over from newcombo.com. There's the PBL Infernoone Halo 5 2v2 charity tournament happening tomorrow, May 15th. We have three tournaments happening on Saturday. The Habes Halo 3 4v4 draft tourney. Blue Team tournaments, Halo 2 Classic 2v2. And Winsithal's Halo 3 or Halo 5 3v3 snipers tourney. I'll pass on that one. And then we have the GT Halo Quarantine Schoolyard Redux Halo 5 4v4. The European Halo League Halo 5 FFA. And the Esports Arena Halo 5 2v2. And then we have a little bit of an oddball one. On Wednesday next week, the Why Not Be Reckless Halo 5 2v2 tournament. So those are all the upcoming tournaments, courtesy of newcombo.com.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. And that's going to be it for the show tonight. We don't have any major topics because we were supposed to have guests on, and that didn't happen. So next week, we'll have another community poll, the topic of which is going to be, what is your favorite Covenant faction?
Ooh.
Yeah, it could be for any reason. It could be how you fight them in game, or how they act in game, or what is their lore in the books or the external fiction, what you like about their culture or their history. Like,
yeah, are you referring to specifically to the race themselves, each species?
Yes.
Or okay, the okay species. Cool. I actually have a great set of answers for this. I'm excited for next week. That's gonna be a lot of fun to talk about.
Yep. So the Shan Shayum, the Sangili, the Jorohane, the Ungoy, the Kigyar. We'll throw the Yanmei in there, why not?
No, nobody likes the Yanmei.
Should we throw Legolo in there?
I mean, sure, now that we know that they are the baseline for the Scarabs, I mean, let's be honest, everybody wants to ride on one, so why not? Okay. It'd be like making friends with a hunter. How cool would that be? It's bring your dad to work day. It was adopted by a hunter. He didn't fit in the door, but he's gonna, never mind, there's the wall, it's gone. Hi, this is my dad. That's his way of saying hello.
Well, as we saw in Nightfall, he could shape-shift into other animals or other things, too.
And then they shift into, that's how we get Dinobots, and Optimus Prime rolls it. No? Okay.
Optimus Legolo, roll out.
Or better yet, squirm out.
Right? I've read you the worm.
Mega Legolo, Tron.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh my God, that'd be good.
That's a good one.
Star Squirm.
sure. And you win. All right, you're good. There we go.
We might need to commission some more. I feel like we're going to come up with these ideas like every show, and it's like, okay, which SFM artist wants to go and work on this one? Oh, man. All right. So we're going to go ahead and...
best answer ever.
We're going to go ahead and try to get one of our guests on, hopefully for next week. If not, then next week will be our community projects recap. This is where we'll talk about the fan games and the fan mods, updates on all of those. And yeah, just a reminder as well, we are going to be doing Battleborn as our next book. We'll probably do that either May 28th or June 4th for the podcast.
I like
it. So y'all have your reading assignments. Go forth and read.
Sweet!
Yeah. All right, you can find us on social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can watch our live streams over on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. We stream every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 1:30 a.m. GMT, and that is 2:30 Australian Eastern and 12:30 Australian Western?
AWST. Yep. Aussie Western Time.
And then for Fraggin' Friday, that happens every Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time as well. And if you would like to participate in that, then make sure you head on over to our Discord to vote on what we'll be playing with the recent release of Halo 2 on PC. That might sway the vote, but the three options are usually MCC on Xbox, Halo 5 on Xbox, or MCC on PC.
Nice.
So head on over to the Discord, cast your vote. That poll will be up in the morning for those listening to the live stream. For those that are listening to download, you missed this last one, but vote for the next one. There you go. And then we have Achieving Halo that is streamed on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern, currently working through the Master Chief Collection. If you'd like to join us for doing any MCC achievements, feel free to come on over and we will work on helping you get some achievements as well in the process.
Awesome.
Yeah. You can interact with the community over on Discord. Head on over to podtacular.com/Discord. And also we have our Spartan Company and our Xbox Club, which you can find as well. You can find our podcast over on all of the podcast services, or at least all of them. If there's not one, please let us know. And we'll make sure to get on there as soon as we can. We have iTunes, Spotify, Google, and TuneIn, which is Amazon's thing, pretty much locked down. So if there's another place that we are not, that you normally listen to podcasts and you would like us to be over there, then please reach out to us and let us know. You can support the community in a number of ways as well. Help us keep the lights here over on Podtacular. And one of the ways you can do that is through Patreon. You can head on over to podtacular.com/Patreon and we have a page there. We currently have three patrons, two of which have hit that tier to be mentioned out on the show, which I forgot to do on the last one, so I'm sorry for that. But the patrons that we have is a Clifford Wilson, or Confal, as the community knows him, and Leberkes. So thank you for your contributions to the Patreon. We really appreciate it. You can also contribute by shopping with Amazon.
Whoa.
As we mentioned earlier in the show, if you make purchases regularly on Amazon, which I'm assuming most people do, given the current state of things around the world, then we can get a little bit of a coin back in our direction if you shop. So fill your cart and then head on over to podtacular.com/Amazon, and that'll tie our Amazon Associates account with your order, and then we get a little bit back that helps keep the lights on here at Podtacular. And if you want to just donate directly, we have a PayPal set up to do that as well. So if you go to podtacular.com/donate, then you can figure out if you want to do a one-time donation, or I don't think there's recurring, but if you would like to donate to us directly that way, that's an option as well. And then also a reminder to check out the Halo Hub Discord. It's a place for community content creators and community content consumers alike to come together and share content. And then another shout out to the Halo Discord as well. There is a search over there, obviously, with Halo 2 releasing on the PC, not in Halo 2 Vista form. There's a lot of new folks in the Halo 2 realm. Hopefully they will stay here long enough to get past some of the current bugs in the game. But yeah, So you can head on over to discord.gg/Halo to find the official Halo Discord.
There you go.
And thank you, Eric Ibu, for the link. Appreciate it.
Make sure you read the rules, though, when you get in there. So you're aware of what needs to be done, the rules to follow, so that you end up being in good standing. If you fail to read the rules, please don't blame the mods because they did their job. That's all I'm saying.
And read the rules for any Discord that you're in.
Yes.
That's just good across the board.
I got you, Eric.
Yeah, rules. We just do our jobs. Oh, geez. All right. Anything else to bring up before we end the night stream, gentlemen?
Nope. That's all I got.
Hungry for barbecue?
All right.
There we go.
Jeez.
I know.
Is that what you're having tonight?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I had a last weekend.
Damn you. I'm just going out back.
We are making brisket this weekend.
Whoa. So good.
We are making brisket.
You better post pictures in the Discord, dude.
Pictures will be posted.
Yeah, I love it. All right.
I'll even go post them in your Discord if you want me to.
Woo! Heck yeah. We need a food category. So I would, just post them in there anyways. I don't care.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in and listening. We will catch you guys hopefully in either game night or on stream or in social media, wherever we find you. If not, we will catch you here back again on the podcast. We appreciate every single person that listens and all the feedback that we get. So please stay positive, be encouraging, be safe out there. I know places are starting to open up. Please use sensible judgment when you're out and about as things start to open up.
Yes, and please don't lick the counters.
Here's my thing. If you are special enough to lick a doorknob or a car or a railing or maybe a stair, please don't complain about what you get. It's there for a reason. Be safe, be smart, and be fun. And you wouldn't be having any of these issues if you all had Spartan armor. So, work on that one.
And the performance enhancing drugs. And with that, keep on fragging trucks.